Topic number two, anticipated large Chapter 11 filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified four companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Residential Capital, Pinnacle Airlines, Waste Quip Inc., and Sears Holdings. Part A, Residential Capital. A group of bond investors in Residential Capital Corp. have organized in case the mortgage lender's parent puts ResCap into bankruptcy protection. The Star Tribune reports that the investor group, which says it represents holders of more than $800 million of ResCap secured bonds, issued on January 9, 2012, a statement saying that it has hired global law firm White & Case. ResCap is a major mortgage lender that operates under the name GMAC Mortgage. It's owned by Ally Financial, a Detroit-based bank holding company partly owned by the U.S. government. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc. is a major ResCap investor. There have been several press reports indicating that Ally is considering pushing ResCap into Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. A forced ResCap filing would be a big mistake and create significant litigation against Ally, says Jared Uzi Esquire of White & Case, as saying. ResCap could end up in bankruptcy when and if Ally Financial stops funding. Ally Financial said February 1st, it has concluded that it will record a charge of approximately $270 million in the fourth quarter of 2011. ResCap is required to maintain consolidated tangible net worth of at least $250 million at the end of each month under the terms of certain of its credit facilities. As a result of this charge, ResCap's tangible net worth was temporarily reduced to below $250 million as of December 31, 2011. This was, however, immediately remedied by Ally through a capital contribution of approximately $196.5 million, which was provided through forgiveness of intercompany debt and results in a pro forma tangible net worth at ResCap of $300 million. Notwithstanding the immediate cure, the temporary reduction in tangible net worth resulted in a covenant breach in certain of ResCap's credit facilities. As a result, ResCap is currently seeking waivers from applicable lenders, which it expects to receive. Part B, Pinnacle Airlines. Pinnacle Airlines Corp. in January sent a letter to employees regarding its proposed restructuring program that began December. Pinnacle Airlines said it has presented a comprehensive turnaround plan to its board of directors. From a liquidity perspective, we have been in active discussions with potential lenders and investors. From a cost perspective, our plan encompasses integration and synergy savings, partner contract changes, and labor savings, Pinnacle said. Quote, the board agreed with management's recommendations and proposed next steps. We have since met regularly and repeatedly with our airline partners, union leadership, potential investors, and other parties. Our message has been very clear. We cannot continue to operate businesses that are losing money. We do not have the cash to sustain it, unquote. Pinnacle said it hopes to reach agreement with all of the necessary parties on the changes it needs to implement to ensure the company's continued viability. The company said it is possible it may ultimately undergo a court-supervised Chapter 11 process, which many other airlines have used successfully in recent years. Pinnacle Airlines Corp., a $1 billion airline holding company with 7,800 employees, is the parent company of Pinnacle Airlines, Inc., Mesaba Aviation, Inc., and Colgan Air, Inc. Flying as Delta Connection, United Express, and U.S. Airways Express, Pinnacle Airlines Corp., operating subsidiaries, operate 199 regional jets and 80 turboprops on more than 1,540 daily flights to 188 cities and towns in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Belize. Pinnacle Airlines reported $8.81 million on $938.05 million of total operating revenue for the 9 months ended September 30, 2011, compared with net income of $17.02 million on $729.13 million of total operating revenue for the same period a year ago. The company's balance sheet at September 30, 2011, showed $1.53 billion in total assets and $1.42 billion in total liabilities. Part C, Waste Quip Inc. Waste Quip Inc. has secured an agreement with its senior lenders, under which the lenders agreed to refrain from exercising any of their rights until March 6, giving the company more time to rework its balance sheet. Waste Quip is the largest manufacturer of waste handling and recycling equipment used to collect, process, and transport solid and liquid waste in North America. Revenues for the 12 months ending July 2, 2011, were roughly $335 million. WasteQuib failed to make an October 17, 2011 mezzanine interest payment with a 30-day grace period, as provided by the original mezzanine credit agreement. WasteQuib may default on other mezzanine interest payments over the next year, Moody's said in November 2011. Moody's in November downgraded WasteQuib's corporate family ratings to a CA due to WasteQuib's high leverage, over 15 times on an adjusted basis, and upcoming debt maturities, including its $50 million senior secured revolver set to mature in February 2012, roughly $49 million outstanding, including letters of credit, and its $330 million term loan maturing a year later. Part D, Sears Holdings. Reports indicate that several lenders who finance small suppliers to retailers Sears and Kmart say they are pushing for more timely financial information and faster payment terms as they grow worried about the struggling retailer's future. Reports say Sears has been in talks with merchandise financiers to reassure them about the retailer's desire to meet its obligations and that it has adequate cash to operate the business. Sears was said to have talked with a number of its larger factors about a new financial approach after talking first with CIT Group Inc., a factor that pulled its funding amid uncertainties about Sears' financial condition. CIT was said to have reinstated its financial agreement. Factors are financing firms that buy receivables from suppliers and collect the money from retailers once the goods are sold. Standard & Poor's Rating Services in January 2012 lowered its corporate credit rating on Hoffman Estates, Illinois-based Sears Holding Corp., to CCC+ from B. S&P projects that Sears EBITDA will be negative in 2012. S&P expects that liquidity could be constrained in 2013, absent a turnaround or substantial asset sales to fund operating losses. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the January Report. The report continues in Part 3.